It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hi, and welcome to today's show where we have a very, very special guest all the way from, I think he could be in Ubud. And it is a great man. He runs a very, very good YouTube channel called What's Up Bali. And his name is Oki Missa. How are you, Oki?
Fine. Thank you, Pete. Thank you for inviting me.
It's a pleasure. The reason why I got you on is because you're so knowledgeable about everything that's happening in and around Bali. And, you know, you kept everybody informed with all the things when Bali opened up with COVID and what vaccines and what visas and who could get visas and everything. And now you're all on top of everything that the bad tourists are doing. So I thought I'd get you on the show and we could ask, there's a few questions that I do know that a lot of people have been asking, and we'll go through those and just clear it up from someone that's in Bali, not just someone that's visiting. So once again, thank you for being on the show.
Pleasure.
Okay, so the first big question that everybody's asking, are tourists being banned from riding scooters in Bali?
Okay, currently, not yet. And will be banned? Don't know, because it's still a proposal from the governor, because the governor kind of mad, because the number of accidents happened to foreigners is increasing. Some of them even have pass away, and yep. there's a girl just learn scooter and jump off the cliff, something like that, and then
yep.
So the number also people who violating the traffic regulation is also increasing. It's proved that not wearing helmet and then doesn't have driving license, etc. So the government said if we cannot control them, better just ban them to avoid all the danger, the thing that we don't want it. But this not approved yet, because there's, as you know, there's also a lot of locals who have a scooter rental. And yep. They just started last year after the pandemic. So I don't think they already have returned their investment for it. So yep. Yeah, this is not happened yet. Will it be happen? Don't know, it's still in process. So yeah. At the moment, people still can rent a scooter and ride it. Maybe yeah. Now, for some of the rental, they start asking for driving license first and then check it okay. If they really can do ride a scooter. Because before, I don't know, maybe we've been off tourists for 2 years. Before, it's just like, okay, you want to rent a scooter? Just show me your passport and you leave and then off you go. But now I think they more strict to rent a scooter. Maybe with the traffic license, maybe to see if they really can rent it and etc. But they still can do it. They still can rent it and they still can ride it until today.
Okay. Yep. So the next question that's been asked is, what do you need to do to ride a scooter in Bali? So what you sort of mentioned it there, but what are the rules for people to ride, like the things like helmets and registration yeah. And things like that.
Yeah. First you have to have a driving license, that's for sure.
Yep.
So you know all the sign and everything. First you have to have a driving license, and then you have to wear helmets. And then you have to check the scooter before you rent it, of course. You have to check the registration because registration have also validity. You know, every year we have to pay tax for the vehicle, car, or scooter. So you have to make sure also that the registration, is, the tax is paid, okay? And they have the registration. What else? And then wear your helmet. I already said that. And then wearing your clothes, because it's also to avoid. I know should be jacket actually, but we know the weather and everything. But at least you're wearing a t-shirt. Not you know, because first it can also bother. Maybe in some other part of the world, it's normal to see people wearing only a bikini on the street, but not for other people. So it can also you know, make people not focus.
Yep.
When people on the street get, oh, look at that, you know, bikini with the scooter. So it's also dangerous. Yeah. So please wear shirt at least, helmets, make sure you have a mirror in your scooter, and then driving license. And
one more thing.
A lot of people is always pointing fingers.
Yep.
Like, for instance, why you stop me because not wearing helmet? But that guy, you let him go without helmet. The thing is, if it's for your own sake, and if something happened, like for instance, like me, I had an accident twice. When I had the accident, lucky I wearing a helmet, and then my helmet got scratched, broken. I cannot imagine if I'm not wearing a helmet, it's going to be my head, right? And if that happened, I cannot say to God, like, God, why it happened to me? What happened to that guy not wearing a helmet? I cannot say that, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people now, if got stopped by the police, they always said, why you let them go, but you stop me? Actually, it's good for you because the police more care to you than the other people.
Yeah. It's just like here in Australia, you know, like people say, oh, the police pulled me over for speeding, but the man went quicker past me. You know, like it's the rules.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I suggest stop pointing fingers because actually it's for your own sake.
Yeah, and that's the thing that people, I think, forget that, you know, like I've spent a lot of time in Bali and a lot of the Balinese just don't, you know, it's been over years, but more, you know, when we first went, I think it was nearly 12, 13 years ago.
Well,
not many Balinese wore helmets or anything like that, and we've seen over time where more and more are wearing helmets.
Yeah.
But there's still people that don't wear it, and that you know, that's what it is. But as a tourist, because you got to respect the
because
laws.
Bali is quite a dangerous place to ride a scooter because a lot of people just learn how to ride a scooter in Bali.
Yep.
Yeah. Even in my place, even in my resort, it's, okay, can I rent a scooter? And I said, have you experienced riding one? Nope, I just want to learn. So they just start. So a lot of tourists just starting to learn how to ride a scooter. And can you imagine in small roads in Ubud, for instance, there's a lot of people just learn how to ride a scooter and none of them wearing helmets.
No.
I think the one have to wearing a helmet is the one who sit by the road or who have a cup of coffee, they better wearing a helmet because it's crazy who's passing by.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that if you're born there and you're raised there, you learn how to drive there because there is a rhythm to the driving in Bali.
Yeah.
And if you can't do it, you're in trouble. It looks like chaos, but it works. Because you got stuck in traffic today, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and to be able to balance, like there's another chap that we watch, Online Bali Tours, and he does a lot of vlogging around, and some of the roads he goes on are very, very narrow, and they're two-way and everything, and if you're not comfortable on the scooter, then you could be in trouble. So
yeah, like in Canggu, they have a pathway.
Yeah. Yeah, on the beachfront and things like that.
Yeah.
Now, the next question we've got coming up, what should tourists do to stay out of trouble with authorities? Now, there's been a few things that have popped up over here in Australia, like They're changing drinking laws. I think that comes in next year.
2025.
Yeah, 2025. There's the no playing around with women unless you're married to them. That was another one that came. Another one that came out. So there are things that are happening in the future, but what can we do?
Well, before that, let me guess. There's some miscommunication on that one.
Yeah.
Especially for the one who are like living together in one room, unmarried one.
Yep.
That's only happen if there's a report from parents of the both part.
Okay.
So, for instance, let's say I'm in a room with a girls, okay, and then if there's a, and then there's a report from the parents of the girls, it's not only put me in trouble but also put her in trouble. So they also report her daughter. It's not like So for this thing, it's a couple thing. So you cannot just, I'm just going to report the guy, or you cannot. It have to be both, and have to be report from the parents or immediate family.
Yeah, because there was a lot of, you mentioned that earlier, and there's been a lot of misunderstanding and wrong communications here in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought to myself, no, let's get that clear, because you know, a lot of people saying we're not going to go to Bali because we, you know, we're not married and we can't sleep together. And I'm there thinking myself, well, your parents aren't there, and they're not going to tell the authorities.
You know? And the police cannot do anything without report from the parents.
Yeah.
So if there's a couple from unmarried couple from Australia, let's say go to Bali, stay together in a room for a month or something, it won't happen. Except if the parents of the girl, for instance, fly here, report to the police, and then can be happened. But it's also going to report the daughter, not only the guy.
Is it also partly to do to protect local girls from tourists taking advantage of them?
Actually, it's to protect the married one.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's good to know. And the other one's the drinking one.
Yeah. So
that
is still in debate in there. I mean, come on. How can a bartender, if somebody already asked, somebody already drunk, and then he asked for more drink, how can the tiny, cute bartender can say no?
Yeah. Well, we have that law here. So if we have... Because I used to work in a bottle shop, like a takeaway liquor store. And if the person came in drunk, we could refuse to serve them, or we had to refuse to serve them, because you can't serve alcohol to someone who's intoxicated.
Yeah. Yeah, so, maybe that yeah.
Yeah, so the Australians are used to it.
We have to educate more waiters or bartender who is in Bali to able to say no.
Yeah.
Because
that's the thing.
What happened here, they just say, yes, you go to your drinks.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it'll eventually come around for them and be easy for them to talk about. But basically, if someone's got the wobbles and, you know, like they're trying to point to the drinks and everything like that,
you just say,
no, you've had enough. And if you've got security on the property, like they do in Seminyak, Canggu, Kuta, all the big places and the beach clubs, then they'll be okay. But everybody said, oh no, we can't go over and get drunk. Well, you know, you can't go over and get drunk here in Australia, so why should Bali be any different? Yeah, so, and just that's all right.
Sorry. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, all good. Yeah, so the other question that's going to come up now, there's been in the news and everything about a lot of people overstaying visas and things like that. and getting wrong visas to come in to Bali. So what visas do we need, say, from Australia? What visas should we get if we want to stay? Just, I know there's the visa on arrival, so that's for 30 days. And then what do we have to do if we want to go beyond 30 days?
Well, the visa on arrival, you can extend once. You can extend for another 30 days. So total, you can stay for 60 days with the visa on arrival. And then if you want to stay longer, let's say if you let's say you're a digital nomad, you want to stay like a year or something in Bali, you can apply for the B211A visa. B211A visa. And then, you can extend every 60 days and renew it every 180 days. And you don't have to leave Indonesia to do the extension, et cetera. So you can stay. And then and the government also suggests for the digital nomad to use that B211A visa. But it's single entry visa, though.
Yep.
Last week, there's a new visa coming in. It's called the D212 multiple entry visa.
Yep.
With this, you can back and forth in and out Indonesia as many as you want for 1 year period.
Okay.
And each day, each time you come, you can stay for 60 days.
Okay. So that makes it easier for everybody coming in and out if they want
to. Yeah. So right, for instance, if you come to Bali like often in 1 year, and then you want to stay more than 30 days or something, you can get that visa. So it's all included.
And then if they... And you can do those visas on behalf of people, can't you?
I can help you with Because the B211 visa and the D212 is required sponsor. That's why people need to apply through the visa agency, because the visa agency will be the sponsor.
Okay. And that's, what's the email to get you for that one?
What a lot of things happen is, a lot of people, if they want to open up a business, they apply for the investor kitas, right?
Yep.
And a lot of people think that if they have a business, they can work in that in their business.
Yep.
That's totally wrong. So if you have a business, if you have the investor kitas, you cannot work there. You only can own it. So for instance, if you have a restaurant, for instance, you cannot cook there.
Okay.
You cannot even give the coffee to the customers. You cannot.
Yep.
You can. What you can do is only like take one table in the corner, and then if something wrong happened there, just call one of your staff and whisper to them. So you cannot really work. To work, you need working kitas. So what a lot of it's a lot of mistake there. People thought that if they have a business, they can do it like, you know, like you open up your own thing and you can cook and you can sell. But actually no.
Okay, cool. So that's got
visa. Back to your question, you're asking for you ask for the people who overstay, etc.
Yep.
Actually, it's really a lot happened to people from Russia and Ukraine.
Okay.
Because they try to avoid, they try to escape from their country, actually. And then they just want to run as fast as they can. Because as you know, if B211 visa needs time to process it, so the easiest way is using the visa on arrival. Or you just can fly here, buy it in the airport, 500,000 rupiah, and that's it. And then they just want to be here as quick as possible. That's a problem now.
Yeah.
So if I'm not mistaken, until today, it's already more than 9,000 people from Russia. Just Russia, not Ukraine.
Yep.
There's another 1,000 from Ukraine. So, So it's always happened if so many people in one group, then things become funny.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. The big one. This is the one I love because I love, I had a real good time when Galangdan was on once, and I went and I put all traditional clothes on and went and photographed all the different ceremonies in Senua where we stay. So that was pretty good. So explain to people the culture and religious etiquettes, because they are there, and it just makes everybody's holiday and experience in Bali a lot better if they can appreciate some of the basic etiquette stuff to appreciate Bali.
First of all, Indonesia is a religious country. the one west of Indonesia and some in the middle is more Muslim. And then like some in the middle, like Bali is Hindu, and some on the east is more Christian. But they're all religious country. So now we're talking about in Bali. Is this some, I think a lot of people mixed up see a building, they kind of confused, is this the temple or it is an attic? Like if I go to the Europe, I see a lot of antique building and I like to take a photo of it because I'm in Europe, you know. It's beautiful, like historic building or something. Maybe the foreigners also thought that that is kind of an antique building, but actually it's a temple.
Yep.
So what I can suggest is better ask around first before you take a picture. Yep. That's the most safe thing to do. Is it a temple? Can I take a picture like this or not? Because in front of the temple, normally the people will land a sarung.
Yep.
Or just use that. I know it's very cheap. Just borrow one and then take a picture. You still have to take a picture. But better, first thing to do is ask around first.
Yeah. Because particularly for women, they got to cover their legs and shoulders. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. This, you can put the sarung here like this or something.
Yeah.
So just ask first. Is this building okay to take a picture like this? If not, then because just to keep it proper, the trouble.
It's just a big respect thing, I think. You know. Like,
Because
to me, when I go to Bali, it's a bit.
Oh, clean. Can I have something, Pete? Can I have something?
Yes.
When is this video up?
It's got to be up probably just before Nepi Day.
Just before Nepi Day.
Yeah.
So can I tell you some? Can I tell something about the Nyepi then?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Nyepi will be on the 22nd, starting from the 6 a.m. in the morning.
Yep.
Until 6 a.m. on the 23rd. So people not allowed to leave their hotel net.
Okay.
If a lot of people also, a lot of foreigners also rent a villa, like standalone house. Make sure they cover their window with some materials. Yep. So if they turn on the light, it's not going to spill outside.
Yep.
Because there will be control from the pecalang, from the village.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then prepare your food. On the 21st, they all stay open. But the ATM is only on, if I'm not mistaken, until 3 p.m. And then the ATM
shut down.
Machine off.
Yep.
So, I don't want to get stuffed at the 22nd. So get all the food and then stay there on the 22nd from the 6 a.m. until the next morning. And then make another party inside, you know.
I did a video the other day about Nepi Day. And all the things that you need to do and how to reflect and everything like that. Yeah. To reinstate it here with you is good because it's a special day it's the cleansing of the island, isn't it, basically?
Yeah. And it's also the New Year's of Balinese Saka year. So the New Year's.
Yeah, and Galungan happens twice.
Galungan happened twice.
Yeah.
Nyepi once. Galungan twice.
Yep.
I mean, twice if we convert with our year, but in their years, still once.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's a beautiful place, Bali. And you know, it's a place that needs respect from tourists. And I hope doing these sort of videos. And talking with you, that people can understand that it's not just a place for party. There is a time to party, but you know there is a time for respect as well. So, So that's the show. They're the questions that we've got, and hopefully, if I get a lot more, I can contact you and we can answer some more. And we'll definitely catch up in October. I'm nearly there for the whole month of October. We're coming up to Ubud for two nights. And it'd be good to see the new market, the new night market there that's going to open up. They've built.
It's nearly done. It's nearly done. I think it'll be there when you're there. It's nearly done. Yeah. It's like, I don't know, maybe 10% and then done.
Yeah, and then, all I can say is thank you for giving us your time.
Pleasure.
And may you keep on doing the informative videos that you're doing. So you just go to, hang on, I'll throw this up here just quickly. So that's Oki's YouTube channel, and that'll be all in the descriptions and everything. So that
you
can
go
to What's Up Bali and stay informed, because if there's any changes to visas or rules and regulations, this man here is the man. He knows it all. He goes through all the legal documents that get passed by Parliament, so that it's factual. It's not something that the newspapers make up and misrepresent. So once again, Oki, thank you for being part of my show. And hopefully...
Thank you. Terima kasih,
Pete. Terima kasih. And then hopefully I can be on your show when I come to Bali in October.
Surely.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.